This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2019 National Agriculture Day observance coming up next month during this FFA week. We talk about the ways people are giving to help support the FFA, and Kelly Bray has an interesting story. I'll talk about her after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Kelly Bray, who grew up in the town of Cameron, Missouri, has a very interesting job. She's the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for Crop Life America. But above and beyond that, she's the president of the FFA alumni. And she gets a little bit emotional when talking about those blue jackets of the FFA. She said she became very emotional when she heard of students who couldn't afford a blue jacket. Kelly said, not that we were wealthy by any means, but it was kind of like any other uniform in school for a sport or whatever. Of course you had to have one if you were in FFA, as she and her siblings were, just as their father had been in his youth. She said, I had never thought of the need of students who couldn't afford an FFA jacket. So she said that was one way she gave Christmas presents. She thought of her dad. He was a past chapter president. Back in 1959, 1960, what do you get your dad for Christmas? Then she thought she should include her brother and her sister. All had been members of that same FFA chapter at Cameron, Missouri. So she donated jackets through the National FFA Foundation Give the Gift of Blue program in honor of her family. And then Kelly had a clever idea. She hung small blue jacket replica cards like ornaments on the family Christmas tree, then presented them to her family Christmas Day. She also included student testimonials from the jacket recipients, which the National FFA Foundation had sent her. She said, oh yes, those gifts were a hit. Her brother commented how neat it would be if you were a member who didn't have the family support or background in FFA and were now able to participate in this program, a program that can open new doors and new career paths. I'll be back after this.